your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
High school football tonight from Brick Memorial High School. Mustangs leading at 29-13. Back to work for the start of quarter number four. Second down and 10 for Brick Township. Joe Phillips going to roll off to his right. Throw to the far sideline. Throw incomplete. Bring up a third down, a third down and 10.
Got hit again as he threw by Jake Lombardo. He has taken a lot of hits, Matt, especially in the second half. I don't think there's any doubt that Phillips is going to be a good quarterback. And I give him a lot of credit. He's really hung in there. Tough situation starting your first varsity game against a good opponent.
Phillips here on third and 10. Steps up, and again, it's Pinho. He's delivered some nasty blows tonight on a few sacks, the last couple in particular. That'll set up a fourth down, and that experienced offensive line of Brick has not held up here after the first quarter.
You know, Pinho's not the biggest guy, Matt, but he just sort of unwinds when he goes to the quarterback. You know, he just lets his whole body go at him. And as you've said, he has really delivered a couple of big blows.
On to punt is Ferlisi.
The seal back on his own 35. And again, Brick has a guy coming late on the field on the punt unit.
Low snap. Wobbly punt, angled to his right. Basile catches it on the fly at the 30. Comes forward to the 37-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Mustangs with 10:57 to go in the fourth quarter. 16-point advantage for Brick Memorial.
Well, there's a couple of guys down on the field. A Memorial guy is down. The Brick player who made the tackle sort of just got himself off the field, but he's going to be checked out.
It's Basile who is down for Brick Memorial.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
It looks like it might be a cramp, Matt.
Full weekend of football activity on the Shore Sports Network this weekend. Monmouth University football coming up tomorrow. Jets football on Sunday as Gang Green will open it up against Buffalo. Ed?
Can you hear me, guys?
We can.
Okay, I can't hear myself, so it's that same problem we had at the beginning prior to the game starting. Okay, I got it now. We're good. Yeah, I think the fourth quarter is going to be laced with cramps, stoppages. I think it's smart to give the players some water now. I think finally the heat is taking the toll on the muscles of these young athletes. I think
athletic trainers quite busy.
Oh, they will be busy the rest of the time, that's for sure. Basile runs off, so he may only have to sit one play.
Hans will split out this time wide to the right. Saplinski with a quick hitter from the line. He'll keep it off the left side. And at the 45-yard line, finally stacked up, able to fall forward to the 47, be pretty close to a first down, 9-yard gainer for Ryan Saplinski, the senior quarterback, who after a shaky start and was intercepted for a touchdown that gave Brick a 13-0 lead, Kevin, has really kind of settled into this game.
Threw the one interception a couple of drives ago, but has picked it up. You know, I think Brick Memorial might now start working a little clock, Matt. Just trying to burn some clock. That was a great 9 yards on first down, so now what you want to do is you want to get the first down, hit second and one, get the yard or two for the first, burn a couple of more minutes.
Hans again will split out wide to the right. Kuhm, far sideline left. Walker is in motion. Saplinski will fake it to him, keep it, and get hit in the backfield by Watson. Be a two-yard loss on the play. It'll bring up a third down and 3.
Watson missed about 6 minutes or so and seems to have gotten those cramps settled. I see the trainer over there for Brick working on somebody on about the 35-yard line out of bounds.
9:30 and rolling here in the fourth quarter. 16-point advantage for Brick Memorial.
And is that still Jimmy Barber at Brick?
Yes, it is.
Yep, and Sue Penrod of Brick Memorial.
Split wide out set. Saplinski goes back into the shotgun, sent Pinho in motion. This likely to be a procedure penalty again against Brick Memorial, as they had a couple of guys moving. And it is. It'll back them up 5 and set up a third down and 8.
Every football coach will tell you, Matt, that the athletic trainer is a huge part of their staff. Obviously, serving all the athletes in a school, but will always be at the football game, and they are very, very important people. Two good ones here in the Brick School District have been here for quite a while.
Third and 8 coming up. Clock continuing to roll. We're inside of 9 minutes to play. Saplinski wanted to air it out this time. Puts a lot of air under this, looking for Hans. The coverage by Alfredo Flores, pretty tight. Throwing an incompletion. Not the best of balls that time by Saplinski.
It's a good thing it wasn't duck season. Somebody might have brought that sucker down.
Might have been a case there on that second and one where Saplinski could have gone under center and used the old quarterback sneak to pick up the first down. They went out of the gun and lost 3 and then lost 4 more, so made third down a little bit more difficult. Had a busy night, Saplinski punting.
Pressure coming.
Uh-oh.
Gets off a good one and draws a flag. Best kick of the night. And it's likely to be a roughing the kicker call all the way down to the 10-yard line.
And that will definitely...
That's the 15, huh?
I don't know. He's calling... I don't know what he's calling. I don't know. Yeah, roughing the kicker. First down.
The problem is they rushed several guys, and a couple of them really took no angle. They just headed right for the kicker. Maybe it's not a first down.
Punt, by the way, was tremendous.
It was running into the
kicker. Yeah, it's not a first down. I think they're going to
5-yard penalty.
They're going to take the punt. Yeah. Best punt of the night.
Well, that's what he asked them, what you wanted. Boy, if there was ever a roughing the kicker penalty, I think that was it. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there were 5.
There were a lot of guys. I don't think anything was flagrant, though. I don't know that they really hit him that hard.
I guess it's a judgment call.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, nobody's arguing it, so.
Walt Curry was not happy about it at all.
Yeah, he was arguing.
Meanwhile, the punt goes down to the 10-yard line where it was down. It'll be first and 10 for Brick with 8.5 minutes remaining. 29-13 is our score.
Easily Saplinski's best punt of the day.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been busy back there. Both kickers have.
Phillips. Mastria slot left, Watson slot right, receivers to either side. Quick hitter up the middle by Cuccinella, who's chopped down by Costa, the middle linebacker. 3-yard gain, it'll bring up a 2nd and 7.
It's been Kuhn up front, Costa at the backer, and Basile in the secondary, the 3 that have stood out for me defensively for the Mustangs.
Phillips takes his time here, again with that open set. Wanted to give it to Fattoruso. Check it, Cuccinello, who stays in, gets the carry. They almost misconnected on the handoff.
They sure did.
7-yard pickup, however, out to the 20-yard line, close to a first down. Referee says it is a first down.
By the way, there's the estimated crowd tonight was 4,000. If you add the Moths, it's 6,200.
Yeah, there's a ton of them flying around, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And some giant ones have come in the box.
They got numbers on them. They're so big. A couple of them are running at Monmouth Park this weekend.
Russo goes to the right side of the formation, trips that way. Darcy, the single man, back to the left. Phillips running for his life again. Turns the corner, breaks the line of scrimmage at the 25-yard line, takes a hard hit at the 27. It was Basile on the tackle. Certainly a guy, I think we'll hear his name, Mike Basile. Good two-way player tonight. Hard-hitting safety. He's been involved offensively for the Mustangs as well.
Yeah, I like him.
Only a junior.
Second down and a long 3. 7 minutes remaining. A lot of movement up front from both teams. Not sure who the flag's going to be on.
I think Brick moved Matt, if I had to.
You know, my guess is, without speaking for him, forgetting the sloppiness and the penalties and all that, would probably be most concerning to Brick Memorial coach Walt Curry, is they never really ran the ball well tonight. You know, they made some big plays, the Hans receptions and stuff like that, but Memorial, a team that is known for its running game, you know, known for 250-yard rushing games, really has not sustained a great ground attack tonight.
And a lot of penalties offensively.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
It was a procedure penalty against Brick. It'll back them up 5. They'll replay second down and set it at 2nd and 8 with 6:45 remaining and a 16-point lead still up on the board for the Mustangs, 29-13. Receiver slot to either side. Phillips has this ball deflected in the air. The catch is made on the deflection by Fattoruso, who hauls it in at the 30 and gets to the 31. He'll have a first down.
How about that? Nice break there. That's also the second deflection in this. Again, we talk about him, you know, not being a tall quarterback. One of the reasons why I'd like to see him roll a little bit more. I think it gives him just better vision and the ability to get the ball downfield.
Watson in the slot to the right and Mastria slot left. It'll be Phillips again, this time turning the corner to the right side. Getting positive yards, about 2. Basile and Costa combine on the tackle. 6 minutes remaining. We're midway through our fourth quarter.
Yes, we've reached a point now where there's a sense of urgency for the Brick offense. They still have 60-plus yards to travel, trail by 2 scores.
Trips this time to the left. Watson, Mustria, and Darcy. Funio, the single man up top. Swing pass to the outside. Was dropped by Watson. A little too far in front of him. Goes as an incompletion. It'll bring up a third down with 5:40 remaining.
By the way, we mentioned 2 scores, but it also is 2 scores and 2 two-point conversions,
yeah,
to tie it, as they trail by 16 because of that broken two-point conversion that the Mustangs hit on their last touchdown.
Phillips organizing the offense up front. We'll send Trips into the short side of the field. Far sideline to the right. Single back is Cuccinello. Rolling left. Single receiver is open, Darcy. But Phillips a little too much on that one. Overthrows him. Goes as an incompletion. And on fourth down and long, Brick will bring the punt team on again.
Give you a couple of scores here. Rumson has scored midway through the fourth quarter and cut the Shore lead to 10-7. Shore has led that one pretty much from the get-go. Let's see what else we have here for you.
Do we know where that Rumson Shore game is being played? Shore home game?
See if we can find it for you in a second.
Southern does beat Frio Township 28-0, final.
Ferlisi angles the punt to his right. It'll take a Brick bounce inside the 35 and be down at the 32-yard line.
How about this, by the way? That Southern Frio Township game was called because of lightning.
Was it?
Yep. So obviously there is up in the Frio Township area.
So what happens there? Do they have to come back? And
No. Final score.
What do you mean, final score?
They called the game. They ended the game 21-0.
At what point, though? It was only halftime.
No. It was in the third quarter when the first lightning delay.
Right. You mean they continued?
I guess. It says final score.
Ed, by the way, that game is at Rumson with Shore Regional.
Wow, that would be a tough loss, Rumson, if they were to lose that one at home.
Next couple of weeks, our game of the week takes us down south to Southern Regional. Rams will play the Indians of Toms River South next week, and then Toms River North the following week. We'll have both of those for you here on first down and 10. The carry for Basile to the 35-yard line. He'll gain 3, set up a 2nd and 7, ticking down towards the 5-minute mark. 29-13 Brick Memorial. Some of the fans starting to filter out a little bit, sensing this one could be on the verge of being over.
Matt, I've proposed to our boss, Kevin Williams, maybe we just take a week, get a hotel room down there at Southern and stay down there for the week.
You could do that. Put it on the company's tab.
There you go.
Kev?
Yeah, you know what the you guys are.
Okay. Yeah.
Submit a voucher or something?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I'll give you.
A lot of nice places down at LBI, you know.
Timeout taken by Brick Memorial to organize here with 4:37 remaining. Gives us a chance to step out as well. 30-second break, late stage of the fourth quarter. Mustangs 29, Green Dragons 13. We're back right after this with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Second down and 7 coming up off the timeout. Basile will get the carry. Turning the corner. Upended. And the tackle made by number 25, Mike Muratore, junior cornerman. Gain of just a couple will bring up a second and 5. Trick for the Mustangs here is just continue to run that clock out if they can.
Ed, maybe you could run our thoughts by someone down on the sidelines there and see if they're sort of an agreement with us.
Third and 5.
It's always a tough place to get out of here with traffic. It's going to be real tough tonight.
Yeah, well, maybe getting helped a little bit by some of the people starting to leave. Saplinski will throw one up in the air and out of bounds as pressure was coming up the middle from Salerno.
And Saplinski will get another chance to punt it away.
Jets football Sunday afternoon here on the Hawk, 105.7. Jets host the Buffalo Bills, opening game for Gangrene. Kickoff is at 1. Our coverage begins at 12 on 105.7 The Hawk, your radio home for Jets football at the Jersey Shore.
One of the more interesting teams, again, in the NFL. Fourth down and a long 4. Saplinski with all kinds of pressure coming. Uncorks another decent kick, and with the roll, it'll skip out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, it's funny. Saplinski had not really punted well tonight, and then the last two times Green Dragons come with a pressure, and he gets away his best punts of the night.
And I think somebody in the stands must be listening to us and went down to him and said, try to kick it a little higher.
Yeah.
Because the guys on the radio saying that you may get one blocked. So it comes down to the time, guys, where we got to start thinking about a player of the game. Looks like it'll be a Mustang here as they will open up this one unless something miraculous happens here for the Dragons.
Still time up on the clock with 3:41 remaining in the fourth quarter, 29-13. We'll see if Phillips can find the stroke that he had earlier in the game. Gets the snap here. Lets one fly. Ton of air under this ball. Coming back and trying to make the catch was number 40, Nezgoda. That is incomplete. He will run off now with cramps. It'll bring up a second and 10.
Not a bad throw by Phillips. Laid it up there where...
Ed, that game was called in the third quarter.
Yeah, I thought
and
so.
It says the game's over.
That's strange. I always thought you had to come back. Maybe there's a...
I thought it was 5 minutes into the third quarter, game is official.
Okay. That sounds.
Phillips positive. Wants to throw. Timing pattern with Darcy. A bit off the mark. It is another incompletion. It'll bring up a third and 10.
We have an official in the box here. Maybe we could ask him.
What do they know?
Spoken like an ex-coach.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you did mention in the first half about the many signs that Brick holds up. They hold up 3 different signs. One's a color chart. One is looks like a symbol chart. And another one is a word chart. That one's not up right now. They all mean something. However, I have not deciphered what they mean.
Here's Phillips over the middle. This one is intercepted. Picked off by Messia at the 10, at the 5. Dives forward to the pylon. Touchdown. Brick Memorial. Put a capper on this one. 35-13 with an extra point upcoming. Mike Basile, the talented junior, continues his good night.
I would think he'd be a candidate for that Cleves Bar and Grill Player of the Game.
I would think he would be.
He's had himself a whale of a game.
Well, that's 35 unanswered points by the Mustangs, looking to make it 36 with this extra point.
Good speed by Basile as well. Yeah. There's a player down for Brick Memorial towards the pylon. It's Costa who got ahead, leading the way for Basile to get in the end zone. It made a nice stretch to break the plane. He's off the field, so they'll allow the extra point here to take place.
Now, a little bit too close, Matt. He's almost, he's straddling the out of bounds, so they're going to hold it up a little bit here. Now he's up. He's up, so they can continue.
Hans, the holder. Saplinski for the extra point. Costa was on the point after team, so a new man will run on, take his spot. Low snap. Hans did well to put it on the block. The kick is up, and that one is no good. 35-13 is our score. 3:10 remaining in the fourth quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to opening night of the high school football season here on the Shore Conference. It's our open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
That pick six brought to you by Patty Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay, real estate with a personal touch, where service doesn't end at five. When it's results that count, count on Patricia Romano of RE/MAX at Barnegat Bay. Visit soldbypatty.com.
Cuman to kick it off from the 40-yard line. Two back deep for Brick.
Any update on that South Central score?
I'm trying to get one. I haven't gotten one yet.
Jonathan Orlando, number 34. Is back deep. New man. We haven't seen him back there in a return position yet tonight. Fanaruso is the other. It will be Orlando who will have a crack at the 13-yard line. To the 15, to the 20. Goes right to the 25. And he is taken down right around the 25-yard line where the Green Dragons have 3 minutes remaining on the clock. Kevin, as this continues along, your traffic situation continues to get better. As fans continuing to leave, with this one pretty much in the plus column for Brick Memorial.
Fans could have started leaving at halftime and there'd still be traffic getting out of this place.
It does take a while some nights, doesn't it? First and 10 for Phillips, who will stay in. High snap, fields it, throws the fade pattern down the far sideline. Unio, the intended receiver. It falls out of bounds and incomplete.
Memorial making some substitutions. Man, I just got hit in the head by a moth.
I'm telling you.
I just got one, too.
Yeah.
On his way to Newark Airport, I think. I'm telling you.
I think it's Mothra.
Right above the left, right above the left eye. Took me down.
Second and 10 for Phillips. Looking left, throwing left. He's got a man open. Darcy makes the catch, has a first down. At the 38, able to get a couple more to the 42-yard line. That'll go as a 17-yard pickup. Catch was made in front of number 18. Ken Cavallis will make the tackle.
Final score from Detweiler Stadium. Central 29, Toms River South 26.
Field goal beats them. Wow. I wonder if that was OT.
I don't think so.
No?
Neptune beat Raritan 41-13.
All backups in the game now for Memorial, while the Dragons will keep their starting O out there.
2:23 remaining, second and 10 after an incompletion. Split wide, split slot set. High pass intended for Darcy. Will go incomplete. Catch made by another Ed Sarluka.
Wow.
Not ours. One of the ones on the Brick Memorial coaches.
Far cry from player of the game back in the 80s at Jackson, where he had a few of them, but what do I know? That was a nice grab. He was talking to another coach and lifted up his head and made the nice grab.
Setting up a third and 10. Phillips going to scramble, come forward. He'll have a first down, slip a tackle, and take it into Memorial territory. Tripped up at the Mustang 42 by Scott Reitmeier.
He shook a little bit, Phillips.
Looks he's like taking a lot of hits
yes,
tonight.
Yes, he has. Don't know if I'd have him in here right now. And he's a little shook right now. Not sure if he knows where he is. Gutsy kid.
I've been impressed with him. He's a tough kid. You're right.
So have I. Taking a lot of hits, Matt, as you said.
Skies one high here. Intended receiver Funio. It'll fall incomplete. Bring up a second and 10. Next week for the Green Dragons, they're hoping for their home opener, Tall Odor, against Middletown South. Mustangs will take their show on the road and play at the home of the Lions, Middletown North.
Lacey, by the way, beat Pinelands 58-8.
By the way, I asked the referee about the cancellation of that Lightning game. He says if you stop the game, you've got to pick it up at another time.
Second and 10. Skip pass in for Darcy. That's incomplete.
Especially with only 5 minutes into the third quarter.
No, no, we didn't say that. Oh. I said I thought the rule was 5 minutes into the third.
Maybe not. Okay. Well, you got to believe that if it was Lightning at halftime or whenever it was.
Down and 10. Trips right. Bubble screen set up. Catch is made by Fattoruso, who will run out of bounds but have a first down at the 31-yard line. Chains will move with a minute 23 remaining. Another swing pass to the outside. It's Watson here on the catch. He'll get to the 25-yard line, pick up about six, bring up a second and 4, and a timeout has just been called by Brick with a minute 12 remaining, and we step out for 30 seconds as well. Brick Memorial 35, Brick 13, 72 seconds up on the clock. We're out for 30. Back to wrap it up on our open MRI of Wall game of the week here on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Oh. We're back here at Brick Memorial for the final stages of this one. Coming up at the end quickly, and I mean it will be quickly, we'll have our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game.
Phillips with the shotgun look as he's been all night long. Second down and a long four coming up. Trips right. Darcy the single man to the short side of the field. The offensive left. Cuccinello as the back. Phillips busted play. Trying to get forward. He'll get dropped back behind the line. That will go as another sack.
By the way,
made by Jake Lombardo.
Central did kick a field goal, I believe, on the final play to beat Toms River South 29-26.
Now the Green Dragons taking all the time in between plays. We're inside of a minute with the clock running down now inside of 40 seconds. Third down and about five. Phillips, this young man's got to be tired right now. He's played his heart out for sure. Pass to the outside. Darcy will make the catch at the 20-yard line, able to get forward for what will be a first down, and then the strip. It is taken away. Lombardo coming down the near side at the 35. Cuts back to the 25. Going all the way across the field at the 10. At the 5. Touchdown, Brick Memorial. Darcy saying he thought he was down. So are the Brick coaches.
I didn't think he was down.
Well, guess what? The referee's standing back here. That means one thing. They're bringing it back. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they didn't. I don't know.
They let the clock run.
Yeah, they're saying wind the clock. Was he tackled or did he get in?
No, he got
in.
Oh, I don't know what they're doing. No, I don't know what's happening.
I think it's touchdown.
Well, half the referees are back at the line of scrimmage. Half are in the end zone. Yep, they're setting up for the extra point.
Three defensive touchdowns in this game tonight.
And the Brick coaches want to know what's going on.
41-13 on the scoreboard right now. Brick Memorial setting up, I think, for an extra point. We've kind of lost what's happening right now. Head referee is over talking with Walt Curry. There's another two officials having some communication at the 35-yard line. And now I think the end result
What is going on?
Somebody signaled touchdown with 3.5 seconds left. I think they've also said the game's over. Brick Memorial looks like they're lining up to shake hands.
I think they're going to come back. Inadvertent whistle. Inadvertent whistle is the call.
Wow. I didn't even hear a whistle.
I always thought an inadvertent whistle, you had a choice. You either take the play or take the down over.
Well, you know what? We said earlier we've seen everything. Now we just about have.
Yeah, that was strange.
I mean, truthfully, nobody knew what was going on.
And poor Jake Lombardo just put in 100.
That kid deserves a touchdown. That's a great play. A lineman steals the ball and goes that far and cuts back across the field. How do you take that away from him?
He ran 100-plus.
I think we should count it.
He ran 100-plus. And
that poor kid, he's exhausted.
That'll be one that they'll be able to watch on Monday and have some fun with in the
first session. Oh, absolutely.
Phillips, by the way. Well, now, why is it Brick Memorial ball? I don't know. I don't understand.
It doesn't matter.
They had a choice of taking the ball where they got it when the whistle blew or the down over. They obviously took the ball because he blew the whistle after he got the fumble.
Game over. 35-13. We'll see if we can grab our player of the game. We'll hold here on the air and do a pretty quick wrap-up for you. Scoring-wise, Ryan Saplinski had a couple of touchdown runs and a touchdown pass. Mike Basile with an interception return for a score. Nick Costa had a touchdown. That was all after Brick Memorial led up the first 13 points of the game. Ray Fattoruso with an 18-yard touchdown run and then a 35-yard interception return. And then all Mustangs after that. They scored the next 35 points of the game. They wind up winning it 35-13. They continue that good stretch on opening night against Brick. They've won the last few times now the teams have done this on opening day since the Thanksgiving Day game stopped, and open up their year at 1-0. 1-0 overall, 1-0 in a South. Brick at 0-1 and 0-1.
Hard-fought game. Brick certainly played well, especially in that first quarter, but then it kind of got away from them, and it was sort of like a tsunami they could not stop. We're going to head down to the field where Ed Sarluka has our Cleese Bar and Grill and Ocean Trophies player of the game.
Yes, I do, and that is Mike Basile from the Brick Memorial's victorious Mustangs. Mike, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the action. First of all, on offense, all over the field on offense, try to get it to you with the pass and in the run.
Yeah, I mean, without Ryan Saplinski doing his job, running down the field, I wouldn't be open. He got me the ball, finally picked the ball, and I got some yards.
Always nice to get a pick six on opening day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. That felt awesome, especially against Old Brick and closing out the game.
So tell us about this Mustang team. I mean, slow start at the beginning. Were you up for it right at the very beginning, or did it take those couple of scores to get you guys going?
I mean, we were ready coming out, but we started off slow, I guess. We got to get used to the game. It's first game of the season. We came back, though. We finished strong.
Well, congratulations. We look for big things out of the Mustangs this year. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
That's Mike Basile.
Hey, Ed, do me a favor. Yes. Just make sure he knows that we'll mail the certificate to Coach Curry for him. He will get a $25 gift certificate to Cleese Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights and breakfast for two at the Next Door Cafe right next to Cleese.
Great job by Ed Sarluka down on the sideline as we put a wrap on this. Couple of reminders for you. We have Monmouth University football tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Pregame show at 12:50. Jets football, as Kevin told you, on Sunday. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. Pregame show starting at 12 o'clock. The Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show airs Tuesday night, and our high school football show from the Water Street Grill airs on Thursday night. This was a lot of fun. Always fun to have an intertown rivalry and now division rivals getting together on opening night. Brick off to the quick start. Brick Memorial rolls from there. They win it 35-13. Next week, our game of the week takes us down south, the home of the Rams, who had a win tonight. Southern Regional will play host to Toms River South. We'll be there for the next couple of weeks with our open MRI of wall game of the week. Next week, the Indians. The following week, the Mariners. Kevin, good to be back behind the microphone. We'll talk to you next week, my man.
Thanks to everyone for the cooperation, especially Bill Bruno, the athletic director here, and, of course, our crew. Great job.
Brad Burascano here. Lauren Bajica back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. For Ed Sarluka down on the sideline, Kevin Williams up here in the box. Matt Harmon saying so long from the home of the Stangs. Brick Memorial wins it 35-13. We'll talk to you during the course of the week. You've been listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week right here on 105.7 The Hawk, part of the Shore Sports Network.